Hey everyone, welcome back to Yankees Coast to Coast. We're here with your host Blake in Los Angeles and Auden in New York. One of our other hosts, Mike Carbone, could not be with us tonight. Sometimes life gets in the way, but we're sending our best to Mike. Always love chatting with you, brother, and we'll get you on here soon. So last time we were on here, it was right after we swept the Houston Astros to open up the season. So obviously we've had a couple series in the books since then, a couple of series wins. So that's always good anytime you can jump ahead in a series. So, Auden, what did you see in the Arizona series? You want to get going there?
I mean, mostly in the Arizona series, we saw, for the most part, offense. I mean, there was the game we got shut out, and kind of a disaster, 7-0. Not what you want to see from the Yankees when you have that much money invested into that lineup. But the first game, he looked amazing. Probably could have finished the inning. He went 4 1/3. Torres went 2-for-5, got a ribby. Volpe continued his hot start and went 4-for-4 with 2 runs and drove in a run. In that first game, the bullpen was mostly good outside of Weaver, who had a rough inning, but he also gave us 2 2 1/3. So
yeah, definitely get some length out of the bullpen. He's been great. He's gotten into a little trouble, but he's able to get some outs and able to provide some length coming out of that pen, which is huge now, especially all things considered. But definitely, a good start to keep that train rolling. Opening game, winning on the road at the defending National League champions, coming off the sweep in Houston. Obviously, though, with the game, a season of 162 games, you're going to drop games. And, the D-backs, they had Zach Gallen on the mound game two. We couldn't do much against him. So credit to them. They played a good game. He pitched a good game. And, we weren't able to do much. But, a little bit of an exciting game. Last Wednesday, the day game in Arizona with, going into extra innings, Doogie getting his first home run, and, of course, our man Judge getting on the board with 1-2. Good to just close out that series out there and get to 5-1 and, 6-1 and get home for the season opener. But overall, definitely played some good opponents to start the season and, coming out on top. So that was definitely a good series to get before heading back home.
Yeah, and then coming back home, I mean, we had this home opener against Toronto, which I was at, and as we know, that was another game that the Yankees couldn't put up a run in at all. But being back at the stadium, it was the atmosphere. It was electric. It was incredible. Like I just told you off camera, Blake, that Juan Soto and Aaron Judge being next to each other in that outfield, it was really something special, man, to see. Even though, between the two, they really only worked 2 walks, Soto going 0-for-4, but I mean, the next two games,
really did much that game, right?
Yeah, nobody did a thing. There was that, that shot at the end that Verdugo hit that a lot of us thought were going out, but it just didn't have enough. And it was, a heartbreaker.
Man, you talk about that game, even though 3-0 shutout, it is what it is, right? Disappointing on the offensive side. But if you want to think about the bright spot, man, Marcus Stroman making his first career start as a Yankee at Yankee Stadium. Coming out from the get-go, pumping up the crowd, when he's getting out there to warm up, just the energy he brings, and he's just a guy that, we've said it all along that, his energy was going to be huge for us, and, it was. He's 6 shutout innings, home opener. Unfortunately, we didn't pick him up, didn't score for him, but, that's huge. He's put together 2 pretty good starts, so that's a definite bright spot to take away from that 3-0 opening day home loss. But definitely excited for Stro and happy that he's gotten off to a great start.
Yeah, I've never seen Yankee fans flip their opinion on a player like Marcus Stroman as fast as they've done with him. I mean, he was hyping up the crowd. The crowd was hyping up him. And, now he's got 12 innings, no earned runs, 7 hits, and 10 strikeouts on the season. And hopefully he can continue.
Can't ask
it
for anything more than that, right? It's awesome.
Volpe continued.
You love to see him, being from New York and just being excited to be here. He said what he said in the past, but, to me, now the way that he's reacting and acting to being a Yankee, it just shows, that was the competitor in him, right? Competitors talk trash, it is what it is, but like at the end of the day, now that he's on the team, it's different. And he's really embracing it. It's really, really cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Going into the next game, the 9-8 win, was looking a little shaky at the end there. It was looking like the 2021 Yankees. It was pretty scary.
Man, I was definitely definitely shaking a little bit there at the end, you know, especially, you know, being up 9, well, we were up 9-2.
Yeah, something like that.
But, you know, definitely from the get-go, though, you know, obviously Judge getting us going there, you know, putting us on the board after, you know, after Soto walks to get on base, Judge going yard. And, you know, that's going to happen a lot, right? You know, that's a big part of why Soto's here and why Judge is sitting behind him. But, you know, that's huge. And then, of course, you know, Big G getting on the board, hitting one, you know, two batters later and getting going in the first and really jump-starting the offense. And, of course, Rizzo getting on the board. So, you know, some of our guys, you know, getting back home, able to, you know, put some good wood on the ball and get some home runs, get them on the board, and hopefully get them rolling. You know, Stanton, obviously, you know, had three hits Saturday. So, you know, maybe that gets him going. And obviously, we know what he did today, too. So, good to see Stanton, you know, get it going. And, you know, thankfully we held on there at the end. But
yeah, I mean,
win's a win.
Yeah, I mean, especially coming off of that, you know, that shutout game that the Blue Jays had against us, coming back with 9 runs, that's a big spot. I mean, Verdugo was the only hitless batter that day, which, you know, he's, despite having that home run in Arizona, he's still off to a pretty cold start. You want to see him pick it up soon. But him being the only spot in that lineup where, you know, it's really a hole, there's not much to complain about, really. Weaver got the win, even though he struggled in that game too. Hamilton also struggled, which you don't really want to see. You hope his last year wasn't a flash in the pan, as Mike says. But you know, he had a strong game in Arizona. He can bring it back. And Holmes,
yeah, he did well in Houston too. So
yeah, and Holmes got his fourth save and has yet to give up an in run.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, people say what they want about Holmes. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes it makes you sweat it out a little bit, but you know, since he's come to the Yankees, he's been really good. So,
yeah, man. And then today, you know, coming back with a 3 win after the 9-8 victory. Soto 1-for-3 at a walk, slammed Stanton with that grand slam.
Volpe, yeah, that was a rocket too, wasn't it?
Dude, oh my gosh, 110 off the bat. I stood up
turning on that fastball like that. That's man. Great to see from Giancarlo. I think I saw a stat where last year, you know, pulling fastballs at a 95 plus mile an hour, you know, getting rips off him. You know, he had like 4 hits like that last year, right? And, you know, he's gotten, he's already has 2 this year, 2 this weekend. So that's a good sign. You know, it was a slow start, but I mean, talking about Stanton, you got to give Stanton his props, man. He, all the pressure in the world on him coming over in the trade, you know, when he got here, and always, you know, big in the media, always talked about, you know, whether we're winning or losing. You know, he's one of those guys like Judge, obviously not on the same level as Judge, but, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, they're going to hold you to that higher standard. And he's done really well in New York with the media and, you know, owning up to it. He goes, yeah, I know, like, I'm not playing well and I don't deserve to be cheered for, stuff like that. It doesn't bother him. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit because it's not easy and not a lot of people can do it. And he's handled it really well.
Yeah, I mean, you can only admire Stan. He's carried himself so well, like you said, through the media, through the booze. So seeing him pick it up after just 2 days ago, people were calling him to get dropped from the lineup for having a few poor games. You know, he started the season with, 13 strikeouts and 22 at-bats, which you never want to see from any player, but he's held himself accountable. So it's really nice to see him, you know, getting a shine on.
People go through their highs and lows all season,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
And it just so happens that, you know, Stanton, you know, was on a cold streak to start the season. You know, Verdugo, the same thing. But everybody's going to catch fire. Stanton's coming around. It looks good recently. So hopefully that's, you know, something for him to, you know, take and move on. And as we get into the next series and next couple of weeks, something, you know, he knows he can still turn on those fastballs and produce. So, and, you know, Verdugo's another guy. Said has not quite, you know, been there production-wise yet. But he's a guy that puts the bat on the ball and, you know, he's getting unlucky. You know, his batting average with balls hit in play is like 125 in the last, you know, 2 seasons. He's been over 300, or at least he is for his career. So, you know, he puts the ball in play, and, you know, the more you do that, you know, you'll be fine. So,
yeah. On the other hand, though, you have to give Volpe his credit. I mean, he's been so hot to start. I mean, today he had a few web gems. He had one at the game I went to, that really good catch. I forget who hit it, but it was in the first inning. Yeah, he's slashing 424 batting average, 486 OBP, 606 slugging, and 1,092 on the OPS. So it's a pretty good start for Anthony Volpe, and you can only hope he can continue it.
And I saw that video of Cashman, you know, from I think it was back in the off season when, you know, they were talking about, you know, making a move at short, you know, it wasn't a great year for Volpe. And he said, hey, like, remember, I'm going to remember this, you know, basically after he has an all-star type season and, you know, he's off to a great start. So, quietly turning into, you know, one of my favorite guys on this team, yeah, right? And,
me too.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see him bumped up to the leadoff spot, you know, after a while, especially with his ability to, you know, get on base, swipe bags, his speed, like.
Yeah, man, two steals today.
He's definitely a great guy to have up there. He's got some sneaky pop, too.
Yeah, yeah. Having that kind of speed ahead of Soto, who is not, like, he's almost guaranteed to get on base, and then that in front of Judge, I mean, that's
yeah,
horrifying for pitchers.
Stand behind him, Rizzo, you know, if you know, decent labor weekends for them, you know, at least, you know, hitting some home runs and getting them going. So, you know, it'll come around. You know, maybe the offense wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, but, you know, everybody's been picking each other up. We've been winning games. You know, if you said before the season started through 10 games, you'd be 8-2, you take that every time. So
absolutely,
it's not much you can complain about at this point.
Especially with this series. I mean, this is the first home series the Yankees have won against a division rival since we swept the Red Sox back in September. So it's been a while since we had a series like this at home. So it feels really good. It could be against the Blue Jays.
Back in September of 2022. Not last September.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about. Really just speaks about like last season, but we won't even talk about that because that's the past and I'm good. But definitely, you know, encouraging signs. 8-2 through 10 games. Took care of business at home, finishing them off and winning that series after dropping that opener. And who do we got next? We've got the Miami Marlins coming in town, who are 1-9. It's been a slow start for them. So this is a team that, you know, I think, you know, we really got to capitalize on this opportunity and you know, keep this hot start going. 1-9 team, you know, not the best team offensively. But, you know, they did put up 10 runs today. So, you know, they got some sneaky guys in there. But, you know, still it's a team that you got to take care of business, especially when you're rolling hot like this. You'd like to sweep these guys, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is baseball. So, you know, things can happen, but you got to at least take this series. But, you know, a sweep is, you know, definitely what you're looking for here.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a 1-9 team, so you can only hope we can at least take 2 out of 3. But, I mean, Miami this year, it's only been 10 games, but they have not been a good team at all. They're 26th in the MLB in hitter OPS with a 621 among their team, whereas the Yankees are 13th with a 717 OPS. They're 25th in ERA with a 518. Yankees are 8th with a 302. They're 29th in whip, walks and hits per inning, with a 1.6, which is really bad. And, I mean, Yankees are 20th, which isn't great either, with a 136. But you have to take advantage of the poor pitching the Marlins have had, and on top of that, the poor offense they've had. Looks like the matchups are going to be Cortez against Lizardo, who has a 4.35 ERA, which Nestor's is worse, but that's something you could probably jump on, especially from the lefty.
Similar guy, like we said, you know, that opening game against Arizona, you know, coming in, he didn't look, his numbers weren't too great. So it's a guy that, you know, you got to jump on. This is that guy this series that you got to jump on. They did a good job against Arizona, against their guy, and, you know, got that win. So you got to do that again here. Like I said, like, this is a team you got to take advantage of, right? Another home series, you know, Stroman, another start in Yankee Stadium. Game 3 of this series coming up. So that's exciting. You know, get to see Rodon a little bit. You know, he looked a lot better his second time around. You know, he'll get there, right? He's you know, he's doing pretty well. He doesn't have the high strikeout stuff, but, you know, his velocity is a little bit up from last year. So that's encouraging. And, you know, he's been hanging in there and getting some outs. So, obviously, if you look at it in terms of our rotation this year, it's our 1, 2, and 3 guys against the Marlins. So, you know, what better opportunity?
Yeah. So you really want to make sure you can finish strong in this first homestand of the year before we move on to the Guardians after Miami.
Who have been playing pretty well to start this year as well. Granted, you know, they've played the A's and whoever else, but still definitely a team they've got some good hitters. You look at Ramirez, he's been really good for a while. So, they've got some guys, but and they're off to a good start. So yeah, definitely take care of business here before going out there and getting another road trip going.
Yeah. Jonathan Loaisiga will be out for the year with a torn UCL. He'll need surgery. And this might mean his New York Yankees career is over, as this is his last year in his contract.
You know, that's tough. Obviously, it's a bullpen that would have benefited from, you know, his services this year, as they already have. But, you know, Loaisiga, he's a good guy. He's a good guy to have in your bullpen. He can come in and get outs. He's got some good stuff. You know, he's got some velocity. So, it's, you know, he's got all the traits that you'd want out of a high-end reliever. And, you know, he's had a lot of success. You know, he's had his ups and downs too, but that's just, it's a guy that they're going to miss. And, you know, that injury really, you know, makes me feel that you got to make a move for some sort of bullpen arm at the deadline now with that, because that's tough. And if it is his last, that was his last time we saw him in pinstripes, then, you know, tip my hat to him. You know, I had nothing against him. I, you know, thought he was a good Yankee and wish him the best.
Hey, man, you're going to remember that 2021 season, especially that series against the Red Sox where he just shoved. I mean, he's had so many great Yankee moments. So if this is the end, that's a really rough end. But right before the season, before spring training even, I'm pretty sure when we were doing our yearly predictions, you know, reliever of the year, I'm pretty sure you and Mike gave that to him. So it's such a big blow for the Yankees and something you never want to see, even if it's a player you don't like. It's just so unfortunate. But there have been so many elbow injuries, which is something we'll discuss in a little bit. But it's just such a big blow to the bullpen, which was something we were kind of concerned about going into the year, which, you know,
overall they've done well, all absolutely things considered. I mean, considering also the disrespect we've gotten from, you know, numerous, you know, sporting platforms in terms of ranking bullpens, you know, obviously last year we had a really good bullpen and, you know, we were getting a little disrespected, but as the year goes on, you know, guys get more and more comfortable around each other and pitching. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I definitely think a move is, you know, still something that's going to have to be made for getting serious about, really serious about going and getting it. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But
yeah, I mean, Matt Blake is...
Brighter news.
Oh, go ahead.
Brighter news. Cole, playing catch soon?
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean... He also had that, you know, the right elbow discomfort. So everybody's going down with elbow injuries. You're lucky Cole's a guy that knows his body and he was able to catch it before it got bad. So you have to be thankful as a Yankee fan that they shut him down.
Yeah. You know, you might not like the decision at first because, you know, he's your ace. He, you know, coming off a Cy Young Award, you know,
best pitcher in the league.
Really wanted to, you know, take that ball and start the season. But, you know, things happen and, you know, hopefully that's the right decision. You know, like you said, he knows his body, so he felt that was the right decision. So, you know, I'd rather have him in September than have him in April and May and not in September. So as we get down stretch run in September and October, you know, he's gonna be big for us. You know, we're really not going to win a World Series without a guy like that. So as long as he's healthy for the home stretch.
I mean, he's only had two starts, but so far it's feel like Stroman's kind of, you know, for the time being, taking that place as the team's ace, you know, so starters
especially
are stepping
with that
up.
Energy, man. But
yeah.
Obviously, we've got a few guys still out. You know, a couple guys in that pen, you know, with Efros and Trevino coming off of TJ. Hopefully, you know, they're Trevino probably this summer, right? I think that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But we'll see about, you know, Scotty. But,
Efros had that back surgery. He had an issue with his vertebrae on top of the Tommy John. So it's kind of hard to believe he'll be back around summer, which is when Trevino's getting back, supposedly. But even still, you wish for speedy recovery because, I mean, vertebrae and the elbow, that's rough.
Maybe Tommy Canley before long. I think he's going to be throwing bullpens this week, right?
Yeah, that's what I saw. He should be. That's what Aaron Boone said.
Yeah, I mean, it's another guy who's had his moments, you know, maybe not the guy he once was, but, you know, another guy to, you know, be another body in that pen and, you know, get some guys some rest and, you know, come in and try to get some outs. So always good. Can't have too many relievers. But, you know, we also got DJ. I mean, it's crazy. The season's already started. We're already listing all these guys. You know, a lot of them were hurt before the season, but it's just a thing that it seems like we can't avoid ever talking about. But definitely really excited for Jason to come back and pop right in this lineup.
Yeah, he's expected to begin that rehab series with either this month or next month. But a little rehab stint before he gets back and hitting with the big boys. So,
and it's great to see that we're off to this good start, 8-2, and some pretty decent names that haven't played quite yet, and just another and more pieces to add to this team who's already starting out so well. So, definitely hoping that these guys can get healthy and start getting back on the field soon.
Yeah. You got Peraza. He had that strain in his right shoulder. He began a throwing program. Honestly, with Volpe and, Cabrera doing so well.
I wasn't even going to much talk about him. I didn't know if he had a spot, especially after the way these guys are going. But
I like Peraza a lot, but I don't want to mess with the lineup right now. So if he can come back, if he get a few at-bats, get his value up, I think, like you said, you want to trade for a reliever. I think he'd be a good piece to trade, especially for a guy you want, at the caliber that Canley could pitch at, that Trevino can pitch at, Loaisiga too.
Canley, he can handle anything, so... He's pitched in the two biggest markets in baseball, so
yeah, exactly. So you really hope all these guys can, come back healthy and as strong as they were before, but it still sucks at the same time they're all out.
Yeah, it is what it is. Next man up. Unfortunately, but it's the way it is, man. It's a grind, and we'll see. Some guys will step up, and we'll be all right.
Yeah. But I mean, this back to this elbow problem that these pitchers are having, it's happening all over the league, and you can call it, people are throwing harder than they've ever thrown before. You can call it the pitch clock, but I mean, Twitter user Yankee World, that's World WRLD. I mean, Garrett Cole, Jacob DeGrom, Shohei Ohtani, Sandy Alcantara, Spencer Strider, Shane McClanahan, Scherzer, Bieber, Steele, Senga, Bradish, Woodruff, the list goes on, and that's just starters. There's so much talent on that on the IL that just across the league, it's kind of ridiculous to see, and that's an understatement.
I don't know, I'm not a pitcher, right? But at the same time, I think it could be a little bit of both. You talked about the pitch clock. You talked about people trying to throw 100 miles an hour all of a sudden. It's not like, obviously, more people in today's game are throwing 100 miles an hour than they used to, but it's not like guys weren't throwing heat, back then. I mean, and now arm injuries are happening, but that pitch clock, that could definitely be a factor in that. I mean, like I said, I don't know. I've never been affected by it, but, pitchers, they had to change up their timing, right? Now they're on a time limit. They can't do this, all this extra stuff. Baseball, it's a lot of routine stuff, right? You're superstitious and you have your same routines, and some of those guys had to change that. So could that be a factor? Absolutely. And obviously maybe there's a new way that they're, teaching these guys. Pitching coaches are working with guys that are, maybe putting some more stress on those elbows, and, there's all kinds of things that it could be, right? But, it's unfortunate for the game because you want to see your game's best players on the field when you can. So hopefully they figure something out and, maybe kind of see what is causing the uptick in this and, try to fix it. Because, whether they're Yankees or not, I want to see the best. I want to see the best of the best playing. I don't want to see him sit in the dugout.
Yeah, I mean, in regards to that list, that's just starting pitchers. I mean, Who knows how many relievers there are. I mean, we just listed three Yankee relievers. That's just Yankees. I mean, Loaisiga, Efros, and Trevino. Who knows how many relievers it is across the league? I mean, it's
April 7th.
Yeah.
We've got 150 games to go.
I mean, I was never a pitcher, but I mean, the only Little League pitching appearance I had, I hit two batters and walked two other guys, so wasn't the best.
I wasn't much of a pitcher either, but...
Yeah, but I mean, I played wiffle ball the other day. I was pitching. I mean, just hurling that as, I probably took a minute between pitches. They have, 20, 30 seconds at most.
Yeah.
Or however long pitch clock is now. 20
seconds. But
they got to, I'm no scientist, but I think they got to add at least a few seconds.
I can see that.
Know what I mean? But, it's.
I mean, I don't mind the idea of the pitch clock. If there is something that comes out and says, that this pitch clock does have a direct, correlation to these arm injuries, then it's probably got to look into either adding time or just getting rid of it. But you know, it has to sped up the pace of the game. And, you know, I think baseball benefit from that. So we'll see. But
hey, man, I mean,
for now, when the pitch clock
was, when it was implemented, I had a problem with it, but now I can go with it or without it. I mean, I don't really care anymore.
See, the pitch clock I'm cool with now. The runner on second base in extra innings,
that's still really stupid.
Not really a fan. That's still really stupid. I personally say, hey, 10th and 11th inning, play it out. If you get to 12, throw a runner out there on second. Cool. But play a couple straight up.
You can, especially with the bigger bases, I can't, no. No.
But that's a topic for another discussion. But we'll see what happens against the Marlins and then the next road trip going over to Cleveland. So,
yeah. You know, yeah, man.
Again, sending our best out to Mike.
Shout out, Mike.
Be back with us next time, but we love you, brother, and we wish you were here chatting with us, but I know
thanks, I'll
be back soon. So all right, everybody, good night.